Well, like many communities, Braintree is continuing to battle with the COVID-19 pandemic. And joining us this afternoon is Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dan. Just as an update, our numbers of total infections up to date is 1,110, and we have not experienced any additional deaths. Thank the Lord. And we, as far as updates, is we have our early voting going on right now at Town Hall, so all precincts can come to anyone that votes at any precinct in town, come to Town Hall during early voting. Our hours during the week are 8:30 to 4:30, and that's Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then on Tuesdays, we are here late. We're here from 8:30 to 7. And then on Friday, we close at 1, so it's 8:30 to 1. In addition, they will be able to vote on Saturday and Sunday from 8:30 until 1 as well. So if they have any questions in regards to early voting, they can call the town clerk's office, which is 781-794-8240. And an update on last week, I think we gave you the update on Halloween, and we're moving forward with Halloween. We're still in the yellow as far as our infection rate over a 14-day period. And as far as our schools are concerned, we are, at this point, every grade is in a hybrid mode. So pre-K through 12 right now has 2 half days and 3 remote days, and we're working towards increasing that to 2 full days, and we're looking towards, our goal is after the first of the year is to be able to bring back everyone full-time in school learning. So we're working on that at this point, but we will work over the next month or so to try to get to a full day twice a week for all of our students.
Now, I wanted to ask you about a couple of things you touched on. Early voting, you said, is underway. How's it been going so far overall?
It's been very organized. The setup is very well done and approved by our health director to make sure that, you know, we're protecting everyone from the virus and doing the best that can be done to keep people flowing in one direction. The volume has been tremendous as far as, I don't have the exact numbers, but I just early voted today. I brought my mom over and we just did our voting today. So it's very easy and efficient, and the town clerk, Jim Casey, done a great job setting it up here at Town Hall.
And also, as you mentioned, as of right now, it sounds like what you're telling me, trick-or-treating, still a go in Braintree as of today.
Yes, and, we don't see anything changing at this point. And, you know, we have the guidelines that have been put out, and our health director, Mary Beth McGrath, had spoken to the council and given them an update as to, you know, some of the things that you want to make sure you do. And obviously everyone should be wearing masks, and if anyone is feeling sick, they shouldn't be giving out candy or trick-or-treating. So, you know, we've put all the safeguards in place that we can possibly put out there. And as far as our, you know, a population of new cases, you know, in the beginning of the virus, we were seeing 60% in long-term healthcare facilities. We're not seeing that number. We're not seeing those kind of numbers anymore. We're seeing numbers within the community, spread out throughout the community. And, you know, a lot of the folks are younger, you know. About half last week were between 20 and 29. So we're trying to keep the message going to wear your masks and social distance and really protect other people and yourself from the virus.
Now, I wanted to ask you quickly about something not so much COVID-related, but the town is joining a lawsuit against DEP in regards to the compressor station?
That's correct. We have been fighting with Weymouth and Quincy to try to stop the compressor station and continue to do so. We have already seen major failures at the compressor station, where there was large volumes of leakage that happened due to failed gaskets. So we already know firsthand with the incidents that have happened up there that there's an extreme amount of danger, and that this particular station is very volatile, and we're doing everything we can to protect our residents, and the three communities, you know, continue to fight to try to protect them.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, too. Take care.
Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros.